today as we took the solemn step of impeaching the President of the United States for pressuring a foreign leader to take unlawful actions to help him in his reelection. And now, just 1 week ago, almost to the hour, I laid right there on the floor of the gallery above us. I heard gunshots in the speaker's lobby. I heard the mob pounding on the door. And what they were trying to do, they were all an angry mob incited by the president, trying to stop certification of a legitimate election. It's clear the president learned nothing in the last year. Yesterday, the president said again he did nothing wrong. This man is dangerous. He has defied the Constitution. He's incited sedition, and he must be removed. We all took a pledge on January 3rd to uphold the Constitution. We must honor that oath. We must vote yes on this article of impeachment. I yield back.
Today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol, just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill, get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
I now yield 1 minute, distinguished gentlelady from California, Ms. Waters.
The gentlewoman from New York is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I rise in support of impeaching again the worst president in the history of the United States. Since his first day in office, this president has spent 4 years abusing his power, lying, embracing authoritarianism, radicalizing his supporters against democracy. This corruption poisoned the minds of his supporters, inciting them to willingly join with white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and paramilitary extremists in a siege of the United States Capitol building, the very seat of American democracy. The Republican Party is now the Trump Party. And I want you to know that this is a Trump power grab that will not stop. It will not stop with attacking the Capitol and our state legislatures. This president intends to exercise power long after he is out of office. It is reported that the President of the United States watched the invasion from the Oval Office of our Capitol and seemingly enjoyed it. I want you to know we should be concerned that the Republicans will not defend him, and he is capable of starting a civil war. He must be impeached. He must be stopped now.
Madam Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from Colorado, Mr. Crow.
The gentleman from Colorado is recognized for 30 seconds.
Madam Speaker, last week I stood in that gallery. I have dedicated my life to the defense of our nation, and Donald Trump is a risk to all that I love. Some of my Republican colleagues are afraid of the consequences of an impeachment vote, but this Congress sends our young men and women to war every day. I'm not asking you to storm the beaches of Normandy, but only show a fraction of the courage we ask of our troops every day. Leadership is hard. It's time to impeach.